Everyone, welcome back to the 13 podcast. I'm Zoya.
I'm Ella.
I'm Stella.
I'm Ella and
I'm Stella.
Today one of our members is going to be a little bit late because tomorrow's Easter and there's just a lot of stuff going on with that, and a couple of our other members won't be here today, but that's fine. And today we're going to be talking about red. When we decided to make our podcast, we decided we wanted to do, like, album analysis type of episodes. And because we didn't have anything super big to talk about this week, we decided to start those. So this week we're doing Red.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we're going to be sharing, like, our rankings and stuff.
Yeah. Yes. Do you guys want to start out with the rankings or something else?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Who wants to share their rankings first?
I can go first.
Okay.
Let me find mine really quick. It's in my... Okay. So, should I go, like, backwards or forwards?
Maybe backwards. That would be...
Yeah, go backwards.
Okay, so last... I'm probably going to get canceled for this because I got attacked in the group chat, but last is Everything Has Changed, and I'm sorry. I can't believe that. I don't like it. I'm sorry. Okay.
I mean, it's not my favorite, but I could see, you know, why it's
okay. But last.
Sorry, I can't stand it. Okay. At 18th, I have Girl at Home. 17th is Stay, Stay, Stay. 16 is 22. Only because it's just really repetitive and I just get sick of it very easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
15th is We Are Never Getting Back Together. That should probably be higher, actually, but whatever. 14th is Treacherous. 13th is Starlight. 12th is I Knew You Were Trouble. 11th is The Lucky One. 10th is Red. 9th is Begin Again. 8th is Holy Ground. 7th is The Moment I Knew. 6th is State of Grace. 5 is All Too Well. 4 is Come Back, Be Here. 3 is Sad, Beautiful, Tragic. 2 is The Last Time. And 1 is I Almost Do.
Okay, I can't believe that you put Treacherous so low. Like, that's heartbreaking.
Wait, where did you put Treacherous?
14th. That actually probably should be higher, too.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, but it's so hard to rank Red. Like,
it is. It really is.
And it's probably going to change, like, next week. Like, my ranking.
My rankings completely always change. Like, I don't know. It's just never the same.
If I was ranking it solely based on the bridge, Treacherous would probably be, like, top 5.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love the Treacherous bridge.
Like, I used to really not like the main songs, like, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together and, like, I Knew You Were Trouble. But, like, since they're not being played as much on the radio, I've kind of, like,
started to like them
a lot again.
I really like We Are Never Getting Back Together, but I don't know why I put it so low.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, what about you? Or is there any, like, I don't know.
I personally think
that All Too Well deserves, like, higher on your list, but, you know, everyone has their preferences.
I like All Too Well, but I honestly think it's a little bit overhyped.
Okay, here's what I think about All Too Well. Like, if you don't say that All Too Well is, like, your favorite song, then people are going to come and attack you for, like, thinking that. And, like, oh, my God, All Too Well is not your favorite song. But then if you say, like, oh, All Too Well is my favorite song, they're like, oh, is it actually, or are you just saying that because, like, a bunch of people are saying this? Like, I feel like no matter what you say, you're going to get attacked on both sides. So it's,
right now, my favorite song is All Too Well, but it could honestly, like, change because number one's, like, very a tricky spot. Also, I don't know. I just love All Too Well because I think the lyrics are genius. The only thing I don't like All Too Well is I think that the song could have been a little bit shorter, like the last verse gotten cut out because it's a long song.
I think, I had a really good point to make. Oh, I think the storytelling in All Too Well is really good.
Yeah, it is.
Are
genius.
Yeah, like it's not my favorite song from hers, but it's like a masterpiece. Like, there's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a really good song. I think I like the other ones better. You know what I think it slept on and overhated? The Last Time. I love The Last Time.
Yeah.
And I love The Last Time too, but the guy's voice I don't love.
Really?
I don't know. It's just at the beginning, there's a part of his voice that makes, that reminds me of, like, I don't know. It just, I don't like, but I like the song, just like the melody.
I like it. It's a little bit low on my list right now because I've listened to it so much in the past 2 weeks that I'm a little bit sick of it. Mm-hmm. But, like, in general, it's really good.
Yeah.
I think it fits. I think his voice fits really well with Taylor's voice when it comes to the way it's like a conversation in the song.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I totally imagine like it being like, I don't know, like people singing it on two sides of the door or something.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Okay.
People are like, oh my god, like Exile and like Coney Island and Evermore so much better than the last time. The last time's a terrible song. They put it so low on their rankings and it is physically painful. It's a little.
I like the last time more than I like Exile.
So do I.
But, like, I don't know. I really like Exile just because I really like the, like, how low, like, the voices are. But then I also love the last time too. So that one's kind of tied for me.
I think with Exile, it's a really good, like, like, if you know what exile means, it, like, the way they, like, the, I don't, the symbolism in the song.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
Good. I feel like I'm really bad at that. It's, like, I don't really do deep dives into the lyrics. Like, I kind of do, but not, like, as much as, like, people are, like, oh, do you know the meaning of that song? And I'm, like, not really.
Today, I was listening to Taylor a lot, and a lot of her lyrics just hit me. Like, in Champagne Problems, I posted this on my story, in Champagne Problems where she goes, I made a joke, well, it's made for me. I didn't understand that until today. And I was like, how, like, that makes so much sense. Like, that literally ties with the whole plot of the song. That's, like.
Yeah.
And
I think there are so many things in her songs that, like, I'll like, randomly hear it. Yeah, but then, like, I'll, like, randomly hear it, and I'm like, oh my god, like, wow, that's, like, genius or whatever. Yeah.
This is totally off topic, but Champagne Problems, at first I was like, oh, I don't relate to this at all because it's, like, what was happening in the song, like, I've never experienced, but now I kind of relate to, the, like, just Champagne Problems, how it's, like, in, if you're looking at the world, it's not, like, a really big problem in the world, but it's still, like, to you, it's, like, a big problem. So, I really
like that. I like listening to, if anybody from my school ever found this podcast, I would probably die, but I like, when I listen to songs, like, a couple examples are, like, Champagne Problems and, like, Back to December, I'm like, I wonder if so-and-so ever heard this song, like, if they would, like, relate to it, you know? Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Yeah.
Or, like, there's another one. I can't remember what it is, though. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Does somebody else want, Stella, do you want to do your ranking?
Sure. I feel like I'm going to get, like, I feel like people are going to hate me. I don't know.
It's
okay. It's going to change. But anyways, at 19, we have Stay, Stay, Stay. I already told this to you guys, but, like, the beginning sounds like a Febreze commercial or, like, you know those commercials that have, like, those medicines or something with, like, a bunch of side effects?
Yeah.
The commercials where it's in, like, black and white, it's, like, the mom, like, looking out the window.
Yeah. Or it's, like,
Okay, no, so totally at 19, we have Stay, Stay, Stay. Then 18, we have Girl at Home. Yeah. And then 17, I don't know why this is so low, but We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, just because I feel like it's so overplayed. Like, I don't know, I've heard it so much. So
I don't really like We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, and it might have been lower, but the part where she goes, so he calls me up, he's like, I still love you.
Like, iconic.
I just love that iconic. So much.
Yeah.
I don't know why, whenever I hear this, it always makes me feel so happy, is when she goes, I remember when we broke up, and then she goes, the first time. Like, I don't know. I love that part.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I really like it, and I really like the guitar and stuff. But anyways.
I like how petty it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I like the story behind it, like how when she was recording or something, and then that random guy came into the room.
And she was like, yeah, we're never getting back together.
Okay, so then at 16, we have Starlight. And then 15, 22, 14, I Knew Your Trouble. 13, The Moment I Knew. 12, Red. 11, Come Back, Be Here. I feel like I'm going to get hate. Okay, anyways.
But The Moment I Knew so low.
I know. Okay, it's not my favorite. It's, like, good. It's just not my favorite. Okay, anyways. 10, Everything Has Changed. Actually, I might put Everything Has Changed lower. Anyways, I don't know. 9, Treacherous. 8, The Last Time. That was really difficult. It was higher on my list, and then I put it lower. I don't know. But as I said, like, I've just listened to it so much in the past couple weeks that it's just, yeah. Anyways, 7, Holy Ground. That, I don't know. See, I'm already, like, second-guessing myself. Okay. Anyways, 6, The Lucky One. 5, All Too Well. 4, State of Grace. 3, Sad, Beautiful, Tragic. 2, I Almost Do. And then 1, Begin Again.
Okay. I have a... Oh, my God. I love Begin Again, but I cry to it so easily. But I have a story about The Lucky One. So there's this girl at my school, and I like, stalk people's Spotify's a lot. So I was stalking her Spotify, right? And I looked at her simping playlist, and she had so many Taylor songs, right? And it's so, I'm sorry, it's so obvious that she does not listen to Taylor, because the songs that were on her simping playlist were, like, from Red. They were I Knew You Were Trouble, Red, and The Lucky One. I was like, what?
Isn't that, like, the op, like...
Like, excuse me, like, you know, those are all breakup songs.
I know, like, that doesn't make any sense.
The Lucky One's about moving to Hollywood. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, there's some people who, it's like, they say they like Taylor, and then I'm like, oh, what's your favorite song? And then they, like, name a song that's, like, it's obviously a good song, because anything Taylor is good, but it's, like, you can tell that by their choice, it's, they definitely don't, like, listen
to like, Thursday. I'm kidding. Sorry. Anyways, yeah, like, I was like, just say you haven't heard the songs and move on.
Yeah.
Please. Yeah. Please. She had, I think she had 22 on it, too. Actually, I'm going to look.
Okay, I just wanted to say, State of Grace, I really like the song. For some reason, though, it's like I can only listen to it, like, once. I can't listen to it, like, it's not a song I can listen to over and over, because, I don't know, it just gets too, like, yeah, I don't know how to say it, but yeah, it's a good song. It's not my favorite.
You know what I love? I love the beginning of Holy Ground.
Yeah.
Same.
And then Holy Ground in the Live Lounge is so good.
Yeah, okay. The one she has, the Taylor songs that she has on her simping playlists are The Way I Loved You, 15, these aren't all of them, but these are just the ones that don't make sense, 15, Speak Now, The Lucky One, Red, and I think those are all the bad ones. Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry if you just heard my dad, someone, I guess, scored or something in basketball, I don't know.
I thought that was my brother. I think my dad or my brother yelled too.
Yeah. There, I think it's like March Madness or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's semifinals.
Yeah,
I told my parents, I was like, "You better be quiet."
Yeah,
the fact that Speak Now is on it
doesn't make any sense. Like, it's not. That's not what it's about. Like, oh my god.
And the fact that Red is on it, I'm like, have you heard the song? Like, it's a breakup song. And so is The Way I Loved You. Like you want me to tell your boyfriend that you miss your ex? Like,
or then there's, like, also the people who are like, oh, Taylor Swift, you mean, like, the girl who writes songs about her ex? And I'm like, so you've never heard any song that's not about her ex? And they're like, nope, never. And then I name, like, all these songs.
Yeah, but then literally so many artists write about their exes,
right?
Or, like, breakup songs or something, but because the media has, like, you know, portrayed her as just that person who writes breakup songs, then that's mm-hmm. just what everyone's mm-hmm. gonna say. Like,
or they're like, oh, Taylor, like, dates so many men, but what about, like, Leonardo DiCaprio? He's dated.
I know.
So.
But, and then people, like, praise him. Like,
yeah.
It's just different. Like, you know how she said there are, there's different, like, vocabulary and terminology for men and women mm-hmm. in music. It's just like that.
Yeah.
Like, also, breakup songs sell. Like, that's, like, very popular. Yeah.
And people can relate to breakup songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I feel like that's, like, so many people can relate to her songs, which mm-hmm. is, like, another reason why she's so successful and she has such a big audience is because people are listening to her music because they relate to it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And even also, if you've never, like, experienced a breakup, like, I feel like, I've never experienced a breakup before, but I still mm-hmm. relate to some of the lyrics.
Yeah. I've been enough, so, you know. Hello. I'm not gonna like go into detail here, but I had this epiphany, I had this realization today about that, and I posted about it on my story, but like,
yeah,
I'm so proud of myself. Like, honestly, we don't need to, you know, this is broadcasted to the world, so I'm not really gonna say anything, but you know,
yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah. Anyways, like, about the whole thing with like writing only about exes or boyfriends. I made a playlist of, like, 50 songs of hers that are not about that.
Yeah.
Don't give me that girl. Anyways, Ella, do you want to do your ranking now?
Sure. Okay. So, in 19th place, I have Girl at Home. In 18th place, I have Stay, Stay, Stay. In 17th place, I have Starlight. Then 22. Then The Lucky One. Then We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. Then,
the lucky one is so low. Oh my god.
I know. 13 is Red, and then Sad, Beautiful, Tragic. I know I put that one low. I don't really love that song. Then The Last Time, then Holy Ground, then Everything Has Changed, then Begin Again. Come Back, Be Here. I feel like I should have put Begin Again higher though. So
yeah.
Yeah. And then number six is I Knew You Were Trouble. And then 5 is The Moment I Knew, 4 is State of Grace, 3 is I Almost Do, 2 is Treacherous, and then 1 is All Too Well. Yeah.
Nice. Did you put State of Grace on it, right?
Yes, number 4.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. I was making my rankings last night, and things just got switched around because I made a list, and then I was like, wait a minute, this is all wrong, but I didn't want to have to delete everything, so that was mm-hmm. really annoying.
Yeah.
She read us her list on FaceTime, and I go, where's State of Grace? And she didn't have it.
I had 2 of The Last Time, but yeah.
Like, I have 19. Where did it go?
Anyways, we don't talk about that.
Anyways,
moving on.
But yeah, there's some that, like, I definitely am gonna, like, rearrange now. Like, I know Begin Again should probably get switched with I Knew You Were Trouble.
I like Begin Again more than All Too Well. I might get hate for that, but
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I think it slept on? I Almost Do. It's my favorite song off Red. I love it.
It's my second favorite.
It's my third.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
And I can relate to it so much. Like, I love it. And it, like, nobody gives it the appreciation that it deserves.
I know, I feel like no one talks about it. It's also, so good.
No, I don't know why. I really love her voice. When she says, like, I Almost Do, because it just, you can kind of hear, like, the sadness. I don't know.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of TikToks, and I see a lot of videos about Taylor Swift and about her albums and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I never see? I never see anything about I Almost Do. Like, literally at all. I
literally never see anything about it. Like, it's mm-hmm. never on any of the rankings. Like, it's not on anything. It's so annoying because it's so good.
I just switched that with Treacherous because I actually think I like it better.
I think it's because there's nothing, like, about it that, like, stands out. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's just kind of a song. Like, it's not, like, a collab. It's not – I don't think it's a Jack song, is it?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, so I think that's why, like, it doesn't get put in rankings or anything, because it's just kind of there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. It's so good.
It's so good.
Yes. Okay, what's your opinion on Sad, Beautiful, Tragic? Because I saw
I love it.
Because it's not my favorite song. I mean, it's a good song. It's just not my favorite. And
I think it's so, like, not only is it a lyrical masterpiece, but the emotion, the raw emotion in her voice when she sings that song, you can just hear it.
Yeah.
And
I think it's really mature, too. Like,
I agree.
It's, yeah, it's just super good.
I think the rest of that, it's a really mature song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good song. It's just, I don't know why. I've never, like, related, really.
And I feel like it could fit on, like, Folklore or Evermore. Like,
I agree. And I think the way she just described it, like, just the words that she used to describe the feeling of the relationship and the song is just so beautiful.
She's so good at that. Like, she's so good at describing something and, like, breaking it down. So
she should be, like an English teacher or something.
Yeah.
She's like, my teacher, who's, like, she's, like, the blue door, what does it symbolize, you know?
Yeah.
What I think doesn't get talked about enough, the line in Hoax where she says, stood on the cliffside screaming, give me a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, that's such a beautiful way to describe something like that. And because she described it that way, it took me so long. I literally didn't realize until, like, yesterday or 2 days ago what it actually meant.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, people don't even talk about Hoax that much. Like, I feel like that.
I think it's really good, but
Hoax isn't my favorite song. I like it, though.
It's not my favorite, but
I think it's the way she says, your faithless love's the only hoax I believe in. I just don't like it. I don't know. Like, that just, it just kind of, like, I like the song, but that part I don't really like. I don't know why.
In Betty, or one of my favorite lyrics is, a figment of my worst intention. I just think that's, like, a really clever, I don't know, just, like,
weird. Yeah, I like that, too. There was another one, too, that I was thinking about that I can't really remember, but whatever.
This isn't, like, a lyric. Well, it's sort of a lyric, but, like, not really. But I was listening to State of Grace today, right, in the car? And then, like, I don't know why, but the way that she says, like, same after, like, and I'll never be the same, like, that, I don't know, like, it's not really a voice crack, but, like, you know, when she goes, like, hi, like, I don't know. It's just my favorite part of the song. I don't know why.
I'm not entirely sure what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I don't either.
I'm going to play it.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to try and sing that. That would not turn out very well. Oh, no. Okay.
I can't. There's going to be a long pause in the episode.
Okay. Oh, wait. Before, I was just going to say another lyric I like from Red, from Holy Ground, is back when you fit in my poems like a perfect rhyme. That's, like, a cool lyric, too.
Yeah.
The whole concept of, I think she uses more than once, the whole concept, oh, your pain fits in the palm of my freezing hand.
Yeah.
She's so poetic, you know? It's like, when I was studying poetry in class, and we were, like, studying different, I don't know, like, poetry. I was, like, thinking to myself, I was, like, this reminds me of a song. And that's kind of one of the reasons I started getting into songwriting was because, like, when I was doing poetry, so I just added, like, a melody and then, you know.
Okay, wait. Wait, not this part. Come on.
Yeah, that part.
No, the next thing. Oh, okay. The next line. That part.
That part.
I don't know why, but it's, like, my favorite.
I like, yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
I kind of, like, ends a note abruptly, like, in Taylor's version of Love Story, where she goes, because you were Romeo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite part.
I like that part. I feel like, I don't know why, but no offense, Taylor, I'm so sorry. But in her original Love Story, I liked the sound better than in the Taylor's version.
I kind of like the way she pronounces some words better in it, but
yeah. I don't know. I don't really have like a opinion on. Mm-hmm.
I think they're pretty similar, so it's like if I am gonna listen to Love Story, just listen to her version. But that part, it's just like the only part that I miss.
You keep cutting out for me, but I don't know if it's just me.
Me?
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, what are your opinions on like all of the like the ones like 22 and I Knew Your Trouble and like songs like that?
I don't know. I think they were a little bit overplayed, so it kind of like
made it they were. Difficult.
I think they're good. I think they're like some of the like Red in 1989 had like the best singles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Like, cause they were on the radio so much, and everyone knew those songs. Like, mm-hmm. they were played everywhere because they were so good. And like, I don't know. I think everything about them is perfect for radio.
I agree. So. Yeah, because they're very, like, if you think about pop, you think like that. Like, her newer albums and even Reputation, even though Reputation is pop, it's more, it was, like, kind of different style. Like, not this style that was, like, played on the radio a lot. Or, I don't know, it was just when you think of pop, you think of Red and 1989, and that's why those were so much played on the radio.
Yeah, even though Red is, like, technically a country album.
I don't think it's country, it's so pop.
Yeah,
like it was there's a couple marketed. Like country like kind of like hints in there, but like songs like
I think the way she pronounces some of the words, like it sounds a little bit country and some of the guitar, but other than
that, it was marketed as a country album, but which is why I think that 1989 being like her first pop album was so great, because it like there was a lot of pop influence and stuff in Red, but then for 1989 she made just like a pure pop album, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think that was really smart because she was able to sort of like transition between both albums.
To be honest, though, I feel like all of her albums kind of have some pop in it, like even Debut was still kind of like had some pop parts to it. Like she was never like fully like country. Like when I think of country music, I don't really think of Taylor Swift, but I think it was cool how like she was able to transition into like just pop, you know.
Fearless was really pop.
Yeah, Fearless is pretty pop.
Yeah, but I mean it's actually not really pop, it's just that the song, her singles were on the radio so much, which is why I think it seems more pop, because it had such like a
like heavy You Belong With Me and Love Story,
like, and but those aren't completely pop, but just because they were on the radio so much,
pop is like popular, so it's just songs that are very popular.
If you listen to like a Steven, that sounds more like country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like I don't know what a good like representation of country music and Fearless would be.
Of country music and Fearless,
like a good like Fearless like country song.
Let's see. I'm just gonna go into the album. I think Tell Me Why.
Yeah, I'm Not Sorry and Tell Me Why are good. Are very country songs.
Yeah. Or Change.
Change kind of is a little bit.
I think the thing that makes them more country is the lyrics. Like,
and
I don't know.
Wait, would you consider Mean like a bluegrass song or pop?
I think Mean is probably one of the most country sounding songs on.
Yeah, I would kind of consider it like bluegrass just because she was playing a banjo. So
yeah, because of the banjo.
Yeah, but yeah, I think Mean is a very like country song. However, since it was played so much, it kind of I kind of think of it as pop just because it's very popular.
Yeah. Okay, maybe back to our actual topic.
We're going so off topic.
We just started talking about whether or not our songs are country.
As you can tell right now, we do not really stick to, like, the main point.
Yeah, but I think it makes it a little bit more entertaining, because if we stick to the points too much, then it's going to sound very scripted.
Yeah, also...
And this is not scripted at all.
Yeah, disclaimer, our podcasts are never scripted. We have talking points. We do not have scripts, though.
Yeah.
We barely talk about
what we're doing on the podcast, but we don't actually.
It's like, okay, this is our topic, and then we probably say that for like a minute.
Susanna's slime and like my love life and like school, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, here, I'll read you guys what our talking points for each episode were. So the re-recordings episode, we wrote love story differences, songs we're most excited for, little things in the songs we're excited for, whether or not she faked a country accent, and growing up in Pennsylvania and how that could influence a country accent, which none of those even have anything to do with re-recordings. But
I don't even think we ended up talking about
it. We didn't. We literally did not.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to ask. How was, like, the last week's podcast?
It was really good, but it was really chaotic.
Really chaotic. Nice.
We had to record it again.
Yeah, we had to restart it.
Oh, no.
And then I did the intro, and then I had to restart the intro twice.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Then our talking points for the Grammys episode were our biggest predictions, our performance predictions, what we want Taylor to win, the biggest categories, who we actually, like, think is going to win other than Taylor, and her performance with Aaron and Jack. And we barely talked about any of those things.
I forgot what we talked about.
I don't even know. Yeah. Probably talked about, like, random stuff. Like, I don't think we even did talk about...
Oh, because we also talked... I remember at the beginning, it was, like, not awkward. It was just we didn't really know what to talk about. But then we started, like, talking about the house thingy, about, like, people, like, going to her house and her living in New York and London, stuff like that. And we started talking about that for a long time. And then we just got sidetracked, and then the episode ended up being like 50 minutes.
Yeah. One thing that I did want to talk about this episode is the track list in Red, which I just want to say the Red track list will be the death of me one of these days.
Yeah.
It is just so, you know... Like, I think the way that it goes, treacherous, all too well, 22. I don't like that.
I think she could have, like, that's same with, like, Lover, too. It's like, I love the songs in Lover, but, like, the track list and how it's promoted and just stuff like that.
I sort of like the track list for Red. I think just because it's almost funny in a way. Like,
yeah,
how
ironic.
Like, yeah, it's ironic.
You know what has a really good track list? Reputation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's because this was like a theory, I think, because of how there's an ellipsis. Is that what it's called? Where there's three dots?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. But there's one of those at the beginning of Ready For It and the end of So It Goes, and it splits the album in half, which I have never even doubted that for a second, but the only thing that, like, I have issues with about it is that Delicate is on the, like, more, like, when you think Reputation, you think these songs, it's more on that half, it's on the first half.
Yeah, Delicate, I don't, yeah.
But that's because she had to do it for track 5.
Yeah.
Well, I heard that, like, the greatest track 5 was always All Too Well, because, like, since then, track 5 hasn't been, like, an amazing track.
I don't really agree with that, but whatever.
I don't know. I saw that on TikTok. I think
My Tears, Ricochet, and Tolerate It are incredible songs, but
I like Tolerate It more than Champagne Problems.
I agree. Yeah.
I like Tolerate It, but not more.
I think for Reputation, if This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things and Delicate were switched, then the way the album was split would have been absolutely perfect.
And I think it would have had a more of an impact, I guess, just because of, like, the meaning behind This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things gets slept on. But back to Red.
Yeah, we're...
Okay, yeah.
It's habit. I'm sorry. I just can't stay on topic. But no, anyway.
Well, I heard from a friend that it was interesting. So, you know, we're doing good.
That's good.
Yay.
Yay, go us.
Yay.
I'm so bad. I think Girl at Home as a closer was not good.
No, why did she do that?
I don't know. But it's a deluxe track, so I don't know.
Yeah, wait, what was the actual?
What is the actual closer? Let me look.
I think Begin Again.
It was, Begin Again.
I think
that's good.
I think that's a good closer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think her best closer is either New Year's Day or It's Time to Go.
I think it's...
Before including deluxe tracks.
Yeah. If we are, I would still say that I think New Year's Day is the best.
I think so, too.
Or Long Live. That's a close.
Yeah, that too.
Long Live. I was going to say that. Yeah, because Long Live, I feel like it just, after you kind of feel like, I don't know how to say this, but things just, like, kind of ended, like, they ended, like, finale almost. And
yeah, Red, I think that's my favorite song by her.
Long Live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's bold, but anyway.
Yeah. because I feel like for Red, like the end of Red, you just don't feel like, because Girl at Home is like one of my least favorite songs on Red, so it just doesn't make
me
feel.
Me too.
Yeah.
But if we're not counting the deluxe tracks, then Begin Again is a great choice.
Yeah.
Would you guys like better the deluxe version or the regular?
Well, I think Life Without Come Back Be Here would be a difficult life to live, as well as The Moment I Knew. So kind of, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I would be, like, fine without it, but...
I'm just saying, I think if Stay, Stay, Stay and Girl at Home and maybe Starlight were on, like, Fearless or Speak Now, then they would have been, like, such better songs.
They fit more with the era, too.
Red would have been a much more appreciated album, and it probably would have won a Grammy, but anyways.
I think they were a little out of place. Red, it has so much, like, controversy, I guess, behind it, just because, like, it has some of the best songs on there, but it's just, it has some of the, not, like, the worst songs, but, like, not her greatest songs, but just the way that the, I don't know, it was a little bit not messy, but, like, I don't know how to explain it.
I think it's, like, with Reputation, she has two very different, like, that could be split into two albums, and so could Red. Like,
yeah.
You know, and I think if she would have done Red the way she did Reputation, then it would have been a lot better. But I feel like she doesn't have a lot of freedom with her track list because of her, like, management.
Mm-hmm.
And she also, this is sort of, like, towards the beginning of her career a little bit.
Yeah. One thing that I feel like she could have done differently with the track list for Red is, since all of, like, the biggest songs are at the top for me when I was younger and still a little bit now, when I'm listening to albums, I usually start at the top and then I get halfway through and then I stop listening to it and then I forget about it. And so that's why, like, some of the later songs on the track list, I didn't really, like, know them until, like, later when I was getting older. But I knew, like, State of Grace, Red, Treacherous. I knew all of those because I listened to them. But I just, if she spread out all of the popular ones, I feel like the other ones I would know too.
Yeah, I think so too. For me, even though I have Spotify Premium, I just shuffle albums most of the time because
I do that. But when I'm like, when an album comes out,
yeah, that too. Track lists. I actually, fun fact, I fell asleep listening to Evermore and it took me 2 days, like, after it came out for me to actually, like, hear the full album. And then somebody posted a TikTok with Marjorie as the sound and it was like, at my funeral this song is gonna be played to confuse all the people there who aren't Swifties. And I was like, what is this song? because I didn't have my sound on because I was in public, and I like read the audio. I was like, what is this? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah. What happened with me, so I remember I was in the car with my dad listening to Folklore, and I just didn't think. We were, like, from top to bottom. I just didn't think, because I was so used to, like, Taylor, like, pop Taylor. So I was just, like, kind of confused. I was like, this isn't, like, her best album. But it wasn't until recently, like, I think, like, last year in December, I was, like, I had, like, a Folklore phase where I just really understood the story of it.
Yeah.
But when it first came out, I was not, I didn't think it was the best. But now I love it.
Story about when Folklore first came out? This was kind of when my whole life I've sort of dipped in and out of Taylor. Just one of those things. And I haven't done it recently, but when Folklore first came out, I wasn't really, like, obsessed with her. Mm-hmm. So I didn't, like, I didn't know it was coming out. I didn't know anything about it, you know? Like, I wasn't a big deal. But we were on vacation with – I was on vacation with my brother up to Wisconsin, because I live in Iowa. And we were on our way there, and he goes, should we listen to Taylor's new song that's getting hyped up or whatever? And I was like, sure, why not? Like, I didn't really think much of it because, like I said, this was kind of when I wasn't really a big fan of her. And I hadn't been for, like, a year, and I don't really know why, but that's beside the point. He starts playing it. And I actually really liked it. Like, he played Cardigan. I don't know if I said that, but I really liked it. And
Cardigan is one of my favorite songs.
He started, like making fun of it. He's like, this is really bad. Like, this is not as good as I thought it was going to be. And I didn't know what to say. So I was like, yeah, whatever. But I really liked it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When it comes to Taylor Swift is really funny, but anyway.
I don't, whenever someone asks me, like, oh, when were you, first a Taylor Swift fan, I don't really know how to answer that, because I've been listening to her music my whole life, and I've liked her music life, so technically I've been a fan my whole life, but, like, I don't know if they're asking when did you really, like, become, like, a Swiftie, and I don't know if I was ever, like, I was, like, my top artist has always been Taylor Swift, but when I was like a couple years ago, I wasn't like when you imagine a Swiftie, I wasn't like a Swiftie, you know.
I think it's really hard to define what a Swiftie really is. But for me, when people say, like, when did you, like, start liking Taylor, like, when did you become a big fan, I also don't know how to answer it, because I really liked the songs, the singles from Fearless, and my parents bought me the platinum CD. It's hanging on my wall right now. And I don't really have a lot of memory of listening to it or anything like that, but I do remember watching the You Belong With Me and the White Horse and the Love Story music videos. That was, like, a big, that was a big part of, like, my childhood. And you know how in, what's it called, the Katy Perry song where she goes, you change your mind,
all girls change things.
Yeah, that one and You Belong With Me were my two favorite songs, because I like how they both, like, give, you know, like, they say, like, opposites, so I really like that, and those are my two favorite songs when I was really little. And then I got Red on CD. My parents got it for me, and I would listen to it, like, all the time. And then I didn't become a really, really big fan until 1989.
Yeah.
But when 1989 came out, I, like, was obsessed.
I became a fan, like, I say, like, Red era, but I think it was in between Red in 1989, because 1989 hadn't come out yet, but Red had already been out for, like, a year and a half, so, like, I don't know.
Yeah, but I was, until recently, I was never one of those fans who would, like, repost all of her photos or, like, decode all of her Easter eggs.
Yeah, I was talking to this person the other day who's also Swiftie, and then she I forget what we were talking about, that, but she was like, oh, yeah, and, like, you're becoming, like, a Swiftie, like, or, like, you've become a Swiftie pretty recently. And I was like, no, actually, like, I've been a fan for, like, 9 years or whatever. And then she was like, oh, but it's just, like, I've been posting about it more on social media now, but because I didn't have mm-hmm. social media when I was okay. younger. And then, like, I just didn't really post stuff or, like, post celebrity stuff when I first got it. So, like, I guess people didn't really know, but, like, I was.
Yeah, I just think it's yeah. hard to determine, like, what a Swiftie yeah. is. But, yeah. And especially as, like, a little kid, like, define, like, what a Swiftie is as a little kid, you know
what yeah, because, like, we weren't on social media, like.
Yeah. Like, we didn't have any access to, like, her tweets or her Instagram or anything like that because we were, like, yeah. 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you're, like, young, too, like, you idolize people, but you don't really, like, you're always changing who you love. Like,
yeah,
like I was, like, Katy Perry one day.
Yeah, I mean, like, I always loved her, but mm-hmm. but I think when I was younger, I more was a fan of her music. But now it's more of, like, me being a fan of her as well as her music.
I agree.
I agree.
Okay.
Okay, well, you guys want to end it now?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, thank you all for listening, even though I don't know if you did. Okay. Well, I don't know. They're, like, sick of me already. Okay.
Okay. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And also, if you guys want to DM us or, like, comment on our Instagram, like, topic ideas for us to do
yeah.
in the future.
Oh, wait. Have we said, like, our Instagram?
I put it in the description okay. of every episode. Well,
if you guys mm-hmm. don't but know what it is, it's 13 podcast with spelled out 13 mm-hmm. podcast and then with the number 13. And then I think
yeah. But if you also want to follow my Instagram, it's Ella X Jade.
Ella.
But follow the podcast Instagram.
Yeah. And also our TikTok is 13 podcasts spelled out, and we haven't really been posting on it, but we're gonna start posting on
yeah.
it more now because we want to. And yeah, that's all I really have to say. I just hope you enjoyed this episode. And
thanks for listening.
We'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.